Everybody, how you doing? This is Christine. I'm sitting here with Matthew Steffen, who is president of Imprinsic Marketing Group. He has come up with this new system of Vitalnomics, and he's here to share it with us. Hey, Matt, how you doing today?
I am doing great. This coffee's delicious. I'm ready to get started.
Good. So tell me, what is this Vitalnomics I keep hearing about?
So Vitalnomics is a marketing system that guides you to the top of your business sector.
Interesting. How?
Okay, well, it's a system like any other system, which means there are steps. So as long as you follow these steps correctly, which starts with identifying your competition, your target market, your affiliates, and then essentially how you want to brand and promote your product while maintaining customers, then that's how you increase market share, revenues, et cetera, and you get to the top of your business sector. Now, it sounds like a lot, but, you know, a motor to an automobile is a lot. But it all starts with the first step and building upon the first step. See, marketing used to be very murky, sort of like muddy waters. And it was like, well, what do I do first? Do I promote my business? Do I brand my business? Do I take a look at my target market? Should I be also identifying my competition? Where do I find affiliates? It was like all these questions were coming to small business owners, and they were coming to me and my team. And I realized that really what small business owners needed was a system. So what we've created was Vitalnomics, which is a marketing system. Like any other system, it has steps, phases that you follow one after the other. We ensure that there's no way to deviate from this system. And this is the best way to promote your business and increase market share.
Really? So is this system universal? Can all different types of businesses use it, or is it pretty much geared to just lawyers, or is it geared to just accountants? Or
well, I studied physics in college, and what Einstein, one of the brightest things Einstein said is that when you're doing measurements, when you're creating any kind of system, you want to make sure that any free-floating observer can utilize it. So something that you can create in business, you can also use in psychology. For example, you have the Heisenberg theory in physics that essentially said that anything you study can change because it knows it's being observed. The double split experiment, for example. And then you had somebody in psychology who applied that theory. I forget the guy's name. Who applied that theory. I'll think about it in a minute. I'm sure I will. And he applied that to psychology. So, yes, you can use Vitalnomics anywhere for anything, you know, including business. Could be a junior in high school looking to get a prom date.
Oh,
it could
wow.
be a linebacker going out for a football team. It could be anywhere where there's competition, you can use Vitalnomics. However, we're using it for business, but eventually there will be other applications.
Really?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Anywhere where you can promote yourself, if it's on Match.com, if you're competing with other people for the affection of a woman or a man, if it's a kid trying to get the lollipop from the teacher, you can leverage Vitalnomics.
So give me an example of it. Anything for just
okay. We'll start with business. Say you're a business owner. What kind of business owner are you?
Let's say I give guitar lessons.
Okay. Do you play the guitar?
Yes.
I'm a drummer myself.
Oh,
that's
really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. So you give guitar lessons. So first, you want to start with your competition. So we start with your inline competitor. What
inline
we call is your
competitor.
Inline competitor. And this is because they sit on the same line as you. They offer. This is how you break down your competition. What product do they offer? What benefit do they offer? So your inline competitor offers the same product and benefit as you. So who's an inline competitor of yours?
Another small business giving
guitar lessons. Sam
or
Ash
music lessons.
Could be one. Pat's Guitars could be one. Musically Inclined could be one. These are all inline competitors.
Right.
So you identify them. Now, what you're going to do against them is brand your business against them. Now, there's a whole big thing about that. How do you brand your business? I'm not going to get into it today. We have plenty of forms people can print out on our website, but that's where you start. Then you next identify your intersecting competitor. This is somebody who is selling the same product as you, yet with a different benefit. So think about that. Who's selling the same product as you, yet with a different benefit?
Well, it doesn't matter that I'm giving a service. So you want to know who's giving the same service but with a different...
What's your product? Think about what your product is. See,
music
this is,
lessons.
Exactly. Is it necessarily guitar lessons or is it just music lessons?
Guitar lessons.
No, music lessons. You're teaching kids how to play music. That's your product. So your intersecting competitor would be somebody offering flute lessons, drumming lessons, same technical product.
Oh, I see what you're saying, but
slightly different.
Different benefit. So they're getting lessons from music, but they're learning
slightly
it on
different
a
product.
Different, like a piano.
Exactly.
Okay.
So Here's another one.
And that's an intersecting competitor.
Okay. So an intersecting competitor, again, sells a different product with the same benefit. Let's have another example. So you're selling basketball sneakers. Your intersecting competitor would be selling running sneakers.
Okay.
And you see this a lot with running shoes, is that when they're branding their business, and this is what you want to do, you want to brand the benefit. You don't want to brand your product. You don't want to stand out your organization. You just want to brand the benefit. So if it's jogging sneakers, you want to brand how jogging is better exercise than basketball. For you, you want to brand the benefit. Why are guitar lessons better than drumming lessons? This is what you do if you're tightly entrenched with intersecting competitors. Again, this is a function of who you're competing with within your geographical scope. Why your geographical scope? Because there are a certain amount of people that are driving to see you. You're not marketing to San Francisco, are you?
No.
No. Where are you at? Where's your location?
Philadelphia.
So how long do you think people would drive to get guitar lessons with Christine?
I would say the surrounding suburbs.
Okay, so half an hour geographical radius?
Yeah.
So you
We'll do that. We'll do like half hour, 45. Yeah, half hour.
So here's what you do. You find all of your competition there. You get a map, you draw a radius, and you identify who they are. Are they predominantly intersecting competitors? And if they are, what do you brand? Do you brand your product, your organization, or the benefit?
The benefit.
The benefit. Now, what if they're all inline competitors? What do you do? Brand the product, the organization, or the benefit?
The product.
The product, exactly, because these are your most tightly interwoven competitors. Now let's move on to the third tier of your competition. There are four. I call them the four pillars of Battlenomics. The third tier is your perpendicular competitors. Now, these are going to make you money, Christine, so pay attention. A perpendicular competitor sells a different product with the same benefit. So think about this. You offer guitar lessons. What's the benefit? Now think about this in the real world. What's the real world benefits? What are the real world benefits of guitar lessons? Who's your target market, adults or kids?
I would say kids.
Okay.
Yeah, kids mainly.
So, okay, good. Kids. So, I love kids. What are the benefits to kids of guitar lessons?
They get out, they can learn to play a musical instrument, that they're able to jam out, be creative, be artistic, you know, and feel good and about themselves.
Good. So let's talk about what you just said. This coffee is delicious, by the way.
Yes.
I usually don't put cream and sugar in this. Great. Sorry, little digression. Okay, so let's think about it. Socialization, right? They're socializing.
Right.
Self-esteem, they're increasing their self-esteem. Mm-hmm. Hand and eye coordination. Okay, now let's just break down these three benefits. What other perpendicular competitors offer these same benefits?
Summer camp.
Summer camps, right?
Sewing lessons. No. No.
I don't know if they have sewing lessons.
I'm thinking like sports.
Sports leagues. Okay.
Yes.
Sports leagues. Summer camps. What else? What about art schools?
Perfect.
What about swimming lessons?
Well, wouldn't that go with sports?
No, it's different. You know, one's a field and one is a pool.
Oh, all right. I see what you're saying.
Two different organizations, usually. What about, what about the Cub Scouts?
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. So what about karate lessons?
Hey.
These are your perpendicular competitors. These are people that are offering a different benefit than you. A different product than you, yet with the same benefit. So these are the people you want to form affiliations with. So how do you do that? Say you have a karate school down the street.
Oh, okay, so go there and ask if I can put some of my things up.
Exactly, and in return, you'll do that for them. And then you share the same customers. Now, the beautiful thing is, you could sometimes leverage their employees to hand out flyers or promotional materials. You could sometimes just set up advertisements near the actual store or where they're in the paper. If you know those, karate lessons are advertising right there, advertise right above it. Give people other options.
That's a good idea.
What you want to do is leverage, but mainly forming affiliations with perpendicular competitors. That's the first and foremost best approach you can take. Now let's talk about your parallel competitors. Now this one's very, very interesting. And there's a great case study right now of Dodge Durango and what they did with DreamWorks, what they did in a recent advertising campaign. Well, first let me explain what a parallel competitor is. Parallel competitor offers a completely different benefit and product as you. Does that even sound like a competitor?
No.
No, because it's a different product, different benefit.
Yeah.
Guitar lessons. Who's your parallel competitor? What about Disney World?
Yeah, there you go.
What about a local florist?
True.
What about...
has absolutely nothing to do with.
Nothing.
But...
What about a mechanic?
No.
Parallel competitors. So you're saying, Matt, how do I use them? Well, here's how. Target market. Focus on the target market. What parallel competitors are servicing your target market? Now let's talk about that case study I just mentioned. Dodge Durango realized that a large portion of their market that they could strike a deal with promote the upcoming movie
Anchorman 2.
Ron Burgundy. So they Ron Burgundy now with a parallel competitor, Dodge Durango, and sales of Dodge Durango went up 59%.
Wow.
With a parallel competitor. These are the ones that are most profitable. And why? Because Dodge Durango and DreamWorks, Anchorman, Ron Burgundy, we all love him, share the same target market. But it resonated. This advertising resonated. It caught on. It went viral.
Wow.
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I sign into YouTube just to watch these commercials. I think the one with the dancers is the funniest.
Oh, my God.
You dirty dancer. You've seen it.
Yes, I love it. It's so funny.
I come to the stage and there's dancers. I got a beast of a machine here. Yeah, that's great.
I love when he says swaled leg warmers.
So, think about this now. Let's think about this critically. Who are your parallel competitors, Christine? Who's serving your same target market yet with a different product and benefit as you?
I would say, like, Bounce U, right? Their target market is kids. They have a place where kids go and jump.
And it's a one-day event. Yours is long-term. I would say that's a good parallel competitor. Close to perpendicular, but really on the cusp.
Oh, okay. How about, like, mini golf?
Don't forget this. Who is really in your target market?
The kids.
No, the adults. Parents. That's who's putting the kids in the music lessons, right? So don't think about where the kids are going, Christine. Think about where the adults are going. Think about what the adults are doing. Think about where their eyeballs are focused on a daily basis. You know, I run Imprinsic Marketing Group at Haddonfield, New Jersey, and what we really focus on is ensuring that our clients' business promotions intersects with their target market. It complements their way of life. It's interwoven with their actual lifestyle. So how can you interwove your message with your target market of adults with children?
How about a coffee shop?
Coffee shops are good, but I would think that's more the yuppie crowd, younger, 20s. I would think college kids looking to drink coffee all day and suck that down. How about this? How about schools? How about charter schools?
Okay.
That's more of a perpendicular competitor, but charter schools are a good place to start. Now, where else do adults go with kids? Think about it. You have a 10-year-old kid, okay? What do?
I would take her to cheerleading or, her sports events or her...
Okay, I'm about to give you gold. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Babysitters. There are thousands of babysitters in counties all over New Jersey. Thousands. You find the babysitters, you give them a little bit of money to distribute flyers to the parents, boom, perfect promotional opportunity. Better than radio advertising, because you know somebody's going to actually hand them something and endorse you. Form relationships with babysitters.
Oh, so you're saying that a babysitter is a parallel competitor?
Yes. Mine. Completely different product, completely different benefit, but they have direct exposure to your target market.
Okay. And my target market is the adults.
The adults. The adults are the ones making the buying decision for adults. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you see now how you leverage Battonomics? It makes you think critically about every aspect of not only your promotions, but your target market.
Right.
It's a system. We started with inline competitor. We identified who your competition is, where they are. Then we went on to talk about, geographical scope. Then we went on to talk about how you brand your business for your inline competitors. You want to brand your business. You want to brand your product. Then we talked about intersecting competitor. Identify those people. The point is you want to see who your competitors are, where they are, and then you think about your target market. You don't think about your target market until you go through your competition. Here's why.
Yeah.
Here's a good analogy. Mm-hmm. If I walk into a room and there's a beautiful lady there, and I'm unmarried so I can make this analogy, and there's a beautiful woman there,
right.
What approach do I take? What approach I take is a function of who else is in the room. Is there another strapping 6'3" man there who served in combat in Afghanistan from 2007 to 2008?
I thought we were talking about
Battonomics.
How did we get off track?
My point is, I have to look at who my competitors are. Is there an inline competitor? Same product. Big, strong guy, muscular, business owner. Benefit. I'm romantic. Okay, is there an inline competitor? Then I know I need to brand my product different. I need to brand me differently. Perhaps I need to dress differently. Perhaps I need to speak differently. But I have to stand out from the competition. Now, what if there's an intersecting competitor in there? Who's an intersecting competitor to me? Think about it. Now, we've talked about this. Same product, right? Different benefit. So who would be an intersecting competitor with me in that room.
Man.
Strong. Tall. Big, right?
Big.
That's the product. And the benefit is what I can offer the woman. If I'm a profitable business owner, I can offer her security. Because I'm big and I can offer her security. I can offer her romance.
Okay, so we're talking about the same product but a different service.
A different benefit.
That's what I mean. The same product, else, different benefit.
Exactly.
Okay, so how about a man of the same caliber? However, he happens to be only interested in men. So he would be offering her friendship and they are the best friends.
Exactly.
Would that work?
Because it's a different benefit.
Right.
Why should she hang out with me over this guy?
Because you are trying to be romantically involved with her.
So brand the romance. Brand the wedding. Brand the kids. Exactly. Brand the benefit. You should be with me. You should hang out with me. You should spend more time with me because of this. I'm not branding me. Me, the product, is irrelevant because we're the same product. Branding the benefit.
There you go.
Now, who would be a perpendicular competitor? Same benefit, different product. So what's the product?
I would have to go with a female, a lesbian.
Interesting. So that is what? A very, very profitable affiliate. That is somebody I could get exposure. So here's the difference. If I can befriend we're really going off the tracks here, but this is good. This is important. This is a good analogy. I think people, this will help them understand it. So if I go into a club and it's loaded with inline competition, bigger guys, successful guys, stronger guys, romantic guys, and we're all there and we're trying to get this woman, I know how to brand myself. I know how to brand myself differently, dress differently, speak a little differently. I'm branding myself differently. If I go there, and what do? I get a hold of a perpendicular competitor, a female that prefers the company of females. I link up with her. We become friends. She takes me to a club, and it's filled with perpendicular competitors, women that are interested in women. I see a woman that I'm interested in who's interested in men. Boom. So I got exposure to that customer, that client, that future wife, whatever, through being with all my perpendicular competitors. Do you see?
I do.
So before you think about your target market, you have to think about your competition. You have to. When I got my start in marketing, I always thought, who do you think about first, your target market or your competition? You have to have an idea of your product. You have to have an idea of your target market. But before you think about how you're going to promote your business to your target market, you have to think about your competition.
Yeah, I understand. It makes complete and utter, absolute sense to me.
Good.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, we're running out of time. That's it for today's show. I want to thank you, Matthew, very much for coming in and explaining all this to us. And if we wanted to get some more information regarding Battlenomics, where would we go to?
You'd go to battlenomics.com. That's battlenomics.com.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you for the spelling lesson. I appreciate it. All right, guys.
We had fun.
It was a great time.
Was it engaging? Did you learn about
Battlenomics? I did. I learned a lot. Good. I'm going to be honest with you. I did. I learned a lot. I hope everyone else did as well. And tune in next time. As for today, this is Christine. I'll see you later.